This is Out Loud and Proud, a mini show and podcast made possible in part by a grant from the Alliance Foundation. Here's Rick Small.
This is Rick Small with KXCI's Out Loud and Proud, and I'm here talking with Jamie Lee, who is a professor at the University of Arizona and works with the Arizona Queer Archives. Hi, Jamie.
Hi. How are you today, Rick?
I'm well, thank you. Good. Why don't you tell me something about yourself, about your personal story, where you grew up, how you grew up, how you got to Tucson, and what you do here in Tucson in the LGBTQ.
Growing up, I always was a tomboy, and I think a moment that really sticks with me is in like fourth grade, where I was just like a straggly kid that hung out with all the boys in the neighborhood. The boys knew I was a girl, and then some of them had crushes on me, but the girls thought I was a boy, and they had crushes on me, and it just felt like this moment of course, natural to be attracted to both. And I never really fought that, and I think when I like officially, you know, the air quotes came out in 1991, I was 21 and just like came out as bi, because it was just like, well, I guess this is what I am, I don't really know. And so then I kind of shifted through as being lesbian identified, and now I would say I'm queer identified, now that I understand through my research too what queer means, not just as an identity, but looking at a politic in terms of thinking even about the environment and, you know, community. What does all this mean? How do you have like a queer politic in your everyday? And so I lived in Minneapolis and St. Paul for a number of years and made film projects and was intrigued by like this idea that people in rural contexts would be more afraid. It was right around the time of Matthew Shepard's murder. And so I went back and did a documentary film where I slept on people's porches, and they would be like, oh, I heard this guy, he's a farmer just 2 miles down here, he's gay too. So I would drive, and it was like the snowball effect of finding people in rural northern Minnesota who, they were gay, they were open in their communities were supportive. One even was dealing with HIV AIDS and talking about a community of 100 people rallying around and supporting him and his partner. Like, these were stories that just emerged, and like I just like fell in love with the community. And actually, you know, through then doing oral history projects here in Tucson, really found like it's not easy to have just an umbrella of LGBTQ or queer, but really thinking about how distinct the lesbian communities are, the gay communities, like there are many communities under the different letters, that it's not just an easy way to generalize everybody's experience. And so my family, we moved here in 2007, where my partner got a job in the English department, and we've been here now almost 10 years, and it's been a great process for me to experience and get to know the communities. I love Tucson.
So since you've been in Tucson for 10 years, have you ever experienced a situation where you were afraid or felt that you were being bullied? Or have you experienced something in Tucson that makes you feel safe?
Well, I have to say that probably one of the only times I've felt afraid has been just recently, since Trump's been elected. There was a sighting of an older man in our building, and it was like, wait, and they actually knew my name and said that I hadn't returned a phone call, and I was like, wait a minute, and I went back to all of my emails, and I'm like, no, I've been returning when people call and emails, like, I don't understand. And now it ends up it was just someone from the LGBTQ community looking, but it was just that moment where someone had spotted someone and said, you know, they shouldn't be in the building, and, you know, what does this mean? So just thinking about the safety of our community overall, and as someone who's white, like, I have a lot of privilege moving in certain circles and not being bullied, but I think I stand out as queer identified in ways, but people, it just seems to be okay here. Tucson seems to be a different space than other areas, I guess, in, like, you in Phoenix.